dirty laundry.
Phoenix Audio presents Dirty Laundry, real life, real stories, real funny. Laundered by Maggie Rowe and Anderson Gabrick.
I see London, I see France, I can see your underpants. Countless schoolyard bullies.
Hey, Valerie, you suck.
My schoolyard bully. Schoolyard bullies know a thing or two about what's funny. Seeing someone's underwear is funny, that and Valerie sucks are the two lessons they literally drummed into my head. It's fun to hear shitty things that happen to people you really care about. It's fun to see their dirty laundry. Who doesn't want to hear about a man spilling ketchup on his shirt? About grass stains on the perfect soccer mom's knees? Or about a man getting arrested in L.A.'s only heterosexual glory hole club that he went into totally as a goof 2 days before my wedding to the best, sweetest, most understanding woman in the whole wide world? Some stains are only fluff and fold, others require bleach. Some you have to spit on to break up the enzymes, you know, if it's like a blood stain. Here's a tip. Don't think you're removing DNA by spitting on a blood stain. You're just leaving more. The point is, we all have stains. And as any good Native American or Gypsy European will tell you, every stain tells a story. Horrible, disgusting stories that, when they're happening to somebody else, are also deliciously hysterical. If Schadenfreude had a soundtrack, this would be it. I've seen many of these pieces performed, and I've heard the audience, usually filled with jaded, angry writers, actors, directors, and lower-level television executives, laugh at the misfortune of their dearest friends and peers. Most notably, a lot of these pieces have been performed at the acclaimed reading series Sit and Spin at the Comedy Central Space at the Hudson Theater out here in Los Angeles for the last 10 years. It is one of the best forums for a type of comedy that television and the internet rarely explore, the awful truth. And there are some very hard and hysterical truths.